Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again, once again, for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for all He has done, is doing, and will do in our lives. Saints, I reflect on last Sunday as we preached the Word of God to the people of God. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. And one of the things that I brought it out at the end of the message, I want to give to you at the beginning of our time together today, is that when we are telling you, when the Lord is telling you to move on, it doesn't mean you have to get over it, but you have to move on because God has something bigger and something better for your life. I'm going to say that again. God is never telling you, just get over it. That's people. People will tell you, just get over it. And that's because people don't understand that we made up of emotions as well. But God has so blessed you. God has so richly given you so much that you can live and have things that have hurt you, and you can live on because of the grace of God that's in your life. This morning, I want to make sure that you understand there's a purpose and a reason behind everything that has happened and is happening in your life. And I can go a little further and say that will happen in your life. There is a purpose. You're not just drifting on a sea. You're not just out there. There is a reason why God permitted it. Listen to me. I understand that God is merciful. I understand that God is kind and loving, and He is. But I want to make sure you clearly understand He permits things for a reason. God is more concerned about your character than He is about your comfort and your conveniences. God has permitted some things to happen, but it comes with purpose. There's never going to be an issue that happens or a thing that you are confronted with that does not come with purpose. And today I beg you to stop questioning the whys of your life and let your faith be strengthened. You will have troubles. You will have trials. You will have tribulations. You will be persecuted. Things will happen in your life that you're just not happy about. And listen, it has nothing to do with something you've done wrong years ago. I remember when the child that was born blind and the people were asking, is this child blind because of something his parents did or something that happened when this child has come back to life and now the child is living out this death sentence of being blind? And the Lord's response is the Lord's response to you, my sister. He says, no, this child was born blind that God may be glorified. You went through, going through, and may go through something in your life. And it has nothing to do. Stop blaming the devil. The devil is doing this and the devil is doing that. It has to come that God may get glory. There is purpose. And many times it's self-edification is what's in the purpose. God is developing you. He's building you. He's making you stronger. He's making you wiser. He's making you better. I woke up this morning early, and I said to the Lord, what are we going to do today? I've learned to live on this journey with the Lord, not knowing from one minute to the next, but where He leads me, there I'll follow. I don't got time, excuse my grammar, but I don't have any time trying to tell God how to handle my life. I don't like things that happens in my life. I don't like things go wrong because I like control. But I have never, ever, and especially in this part of my life, allow what's going wrong to dictate my relationship with Jesus. All of my life, You have been faithful. My wife asked me, she said, I keep hearing you sing that song. Everything is good. But I keep singing it all my life. You have, Vicky Wine, that song is so powerful. All of my life, the Lord has been, which means when I'm excited, He's faithful. When things are going crazy, he's faithful. When I'm up, he's faithful. When I'm down, he's faithful. And I want to say to you, my sister, my brother, I want you to know God has been faithful to you. What you go through comes with purpose. There's a method and a meaning behind everything that happens in your life. Never get lost in hurt. Never get lost in sorrow. Never get lost in not knowing and having uncertainty overshadowing your life. God has you here, and there are people are connected to your anointing. You must live and not die. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but the Lord gave me that message a few years ago when I was just sick and tired of stuff, people and things and circumstances. And he made it clear to me that people are connected to the anointing that he has placed on my life. If I die, they die. You have to live that your children will live. You have to live that those people who you don't even know, but they're watching you, may live. You have the responsibility to let God arise in your life. And the things that plague you, you say to God, all of my life, you have been faithful. And where I am right now, you're still faithful. My brother, my sister, you woke up this morning, you got on the prayer call, and you were saying to the Lord, Lord, what will you have for me today? Here's what he has for you. I'm faithful. Which means whatever you're ready to go through, whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, I'm going to be there. And the presence of the Lord is more powerful than money. Watch this. The presence of the Lord is more powerful than things. Watch this. The presence of the Lord is more powerful than your health. Because with the presence of the Lord, you have the money, you have the means, you have the methods, you have the health, you have the resources. Let the presence of the Lord lead and guide you. Let the presence of the Lord secure you in knowing all things work together for the good of them who love him. Let the presence of the Lord, knowing that the presence of the Lord is with you, let it give you strength in these weak moments. You were made to succeed. You were made to win. Your name is spelled V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory is who you are. He did not save you to separate from you. He did not deliver you to depart from you. But he woke you up this morning because there is purpose behind everything your eyes will see, your ears will hear, your hands will touch, your emotions will encounter. You have to start saying to the Lord, all my life, you've been faithful. In the face of whatever disturbs you, you have to say to yourself, all of my life, Lord, you've been faithful. And what you're saying is you're putting in the atmosphere. The Bible does say that the power of life and death is in your tongue. But you're putting in the atmosphere that the faithfulness of God is bigger than whatever I'm getting ready to go through, whatever I'm going through, and whatever I'm coming out of. He's got you. You will win. You have the victory already. Sometimes the will and the witness of the will doesn't come at the same time. The will has already been established, but you have not walked into it yet. And God is saying, until you walk into it, you keep trusting, you keep believing, you keep understanding that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. There is nothing that is too hard for God. I'm excited today. It's Wednesday, everybody. It's Wednesday. Well, why are you so excited, Pastor? I'm excited because the Lord is going to do something great in my personal life. What about you? See, you can't get excited if you're not anticipating anything. I don't know. You ask me, well, Pastor, what is he going to do? I don't know. I'm going to walk into it, and I'm going to walk into it believing and trusting that God is going to be faithful through it. He's going to be faithful if I smile. He's going to be faithful if I frown. Today, let it not be about you. Let it be about your relationship with him. Let it not be about you, sister. Let the ego go. I hope all of you have had an opportunity, because I'm starting to see now clearer the purpose for Donald Trump even being our president. But I hope all of you have not paid attention. Let me just give you something I want you to have. Watch him when he's talking. He is narcissistic to a high level. And everything is about him. And you would think some of the common sense things you would say, well, he should know that this person is pulling his leg. He really doesn't. But do you know in our faith walk, we are like him in a lot of ways? We want everything to be about ourselves and nothing about the Lord. We want to make sure that we're comfortable. We want to make sure we have all of our conveniences. We want to make sure that everything that goes our way is perfect and in place, and we're just neat and tidy, and our lives are just beautiful and crystal clear. But listen to me. Let's not be narcissistic. Let it not be about you, sister. Let it not be about you. That sickness comes with purpose. That hurt comes with purpose. That departure, it comes with purpose. I woke up this morning understanding that this day comes with purpose. So some stuff going to happen I might not understand. Some stuff going to happen I may not like. But regardless of what I like and what I do, don't like, God is faithful. So this morning, wake up. Wake up, my sister. Wake up, my brother. This is going to save your life. You must recognize that the purposes of God is going to be fulfilled. And how you walk it out is going to speak to the level of the blessing that God has on the other side. When Job went through all he went through, he didn't think there would be purpose. Job lost everything. Before Job, listen to this, and I want you to hear this carefully. Before Job went through his storm, Job was a perfect and upright man according to the word of God. According to the text, that's who he was. Doesn't mean he was perfect and did nothing in the world wrong, but it said he was a mature person in God. That's what perfect means, mature. He was perfect and he was upright. He loved God. He served God. He gave honor to God with his life and his whole being. Now, you would think a person like that would not have any problems because God would just shield them from everything. But the devil is always busy trying to challenge your true walk with God. And the devil says to God, hey, he only loved you for what you can give him. And God knew that was not true, because Job loved him beyond his money. Job loved him beyond the things he had. God knew that. But God had to show the devil, there are those who love me for me. See, the devil doesn't know. The devil doesn't know why you get up and praise God. The devil doesn't know. He can see your miracles and your blessings. And that's all he sees. So he believed that the only reason why you give God glory, the only reason why you go to church, the only reason why is because of what God does for you. But he doesn't see the sad moments. So when Job is going through his trouble, you didn't see Job complaining. Now, he did curse the day he was born, but he never cursed God. And he made sure he maintained his ways, his righteous ways before God, because Job sensed, I believe, the text doesn't say this, but I believe he sensed God is doing something. Because listen to what he says at one point in his struggle. Naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. Meaning, take everything, I'm going to return to the Lord as a person who loved him. This morning I don't have a lot of time, it's not time to preach, but I want to put it in your spirit. You will have troubles. You will have trials. You will have things that will happen in your life. But you got to understand there's purpose in it. It's not just happening to happen. But I want to give the end of Job's story, because after he went through everything, lost everything, his children, his wealth, his crazy wife tells him, just curse God and die. You're getting on my nerve. You look sick, because people only with you as long as you can help them. And let me tell you what happened. Job said, I ain't cursing no God. I'm going to continue to serve him. But when the devil saw that he could not do nothing with Job because Job was determined and Job understood his purpose, God gave Job double for his trouble. He replaced, replenished, and he pushed forward the agenda of Job because Job was faithful to God as God was faithful to him. If you expect the miracle, if you expect God to do something, stop letting life be about you. I don't like that, Pastor. I know. The Lord sends it to you early in the morning before other voices get in your head. It's not about you. You're too stuck on you. I brought Donald Trump up because I want you to stop talking about him and look in the mirror. Will you only serve God when things are right? Will you only serve God when things are going your way? Will you only serve God when everybody is praising and giving you the credit? Or will you trust and serve him when it looks like the world is coming apart? That's a true worshiper. That's a true praiser. Today's text is found in Philippians. I got to move on. I want to stay right there. But this is going to connect to it. The text of today is Philippians chapter 1. And verse 21. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. Listen to what it says. I'm just going to read seven words, and I want you to hear them clearly. The first seven words of this text, Philippians 1 and 21. Listen to them. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. That's all I want to say. That's enough. That's all I want you to hear out of that text. And I want to give this word to you. And I want to ask you a question. And I want this question to be what you live with today. What's your cause in life? I'll put it clearer. What is your purpose in life? What is your cause? What, why are you here? Have you discovered it? Maybe it would take your eyes off yourself if you would understand your cause. Life is a mystery with its twists and turns. We never know what will happen next in our next. We never know, but our hope in Jesus gives us cause to keep moving in the face of whatever happens. I don't know, my brother. I don't know, my sister. Those of you in Michigan, those of you in Florida, those of you in Chester, those of you in Pennsylvania and Delaware, those of you in Maryland, those of you in Jersey, New York, Connecticut. I see so many people on the call this morning. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but guess what I do know? Who holds tomorrow in his hand? You don't know the way the Lord is going to bless you, but any way he bless you, be satisfied. And blessings don't only come with gifts that you like. Sometimes a hospital visit is a blessing in disguise. Sometimes a person talking about you and you discovering it is a blessing in disguise. Why? Because God won't let anything happen to you that has not run through him first. He's omniscient, omnipresent, all-knowing, all-powerful. He's everywhere. He knows everything. So the question is, again, what is your cause for life? Not understanding why you were put on the planet will keep you spinning without an end cycle, and it will cause you to faint. Not knowing why you're here. Because, see, you're driven by why you're here. If there's an instinct in a mother when she has children to take care of her children. Men don't have that exact same instinct. We got to develop it. But a woman, when she has a child, her whole goal is to make sure that child is safe. So she protects her young at any cost. Other people call it crazy, but that's her natural instinct. Well, when you know your cause, that's how you live your life. There'll be some up moments, there'll be some down moments, there'll be some uncertain moments, but you live your life understanding. I have purpose. Listen to me. The scripture says, be not wearied in well-doing. Ye shall reap if you faint not. But how can you be engaging in well-doing if you don't know the why of what you're doing? If there is no purpose for, and you understanding the purpose for why you're doing what you're doing, how could you not do anything but faint? When the scripture tells us to be not wearied, I'm going to be weary because I don't even know what I'm doing. But if you know God has purpose and plan for your life, and God is taking you somewhere, then when the weary comes, you know weeping endures for the night, but joy is going to come in. You know that the night season is going to bring its heartaches and its pain, but in the morning, the blessings of God will reign in your life. Do you hear me this morning? Are y'all woke up enough this morning to be able to hear me this morning clearly? This is one of the better times where I can talk to the psychological formation of your life and that you can understand life is not about a box of chocolates. We get ready to go into revival at East Zion Fair. Those of you who are not from our area, we're bringing in two powerful preachers, Marcus Cosby and Bill Curtis is coming the 24th through the 27th of this week, this month. And I need you to come and hear them because as I give you the word of God, I don't want you to think that there's a deficit in the word of God. There is purpose in your life. There is purpose in your life. And the purpose of God that's in your life is what's supposed to drive you. And if it's not driving you, it's because you don't understand your purpose. I got to live. Not just for Ashley, not just for Rosa, not just for East Zion Fair Baptist Church. I've got to live that God may be glorified through my life. There will be up days. There will be down days. There will be sick days. There will be well days. But I've got to live. I've got to get up. I got to move. There has to be something driving me beyond the Spirit of God. God, I'm moving on. Yes, that hurt. I'm moving on. Yes, that was painful. I'm moving on. My sister, I want you to wake up this morning. My brother, I need you to wake up. And I need you to understand God has purpose for your life. Do you know the cause of your life? Do you know why you're on the planet right now? Those things matter. What is your real, 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 real purpose for getting up and being a part of the human family today? Prayer can only change things if you know why you need things changed. See, you didn't catch that, but I want to make sure you heard that. Prayer will only change things only if you know why things need to be changed. That's why some stuff has not been answered in your life, because you're asking God to do something that's out of his will for your purpose. So stop saying God ain't hearing you. God heard you. He heard you the first time you prayed. There's purpose in what you're going through. Maybe he wants you to stay there so you can see you and see more clear. There's love, there's peace, there's joy, there's happiness. But there's also strengthening. Everything is not about our deliverance. Sometimes the Lord sends things for our development. Ooh, that's good, Pastor, early in the morning. Everything is not about our deliverance. You're not going to be delivered from everything. Some things he's going to develop you in. Here's the question, I got to let you go. Here's the question today. Why do we need a cause for life, one for silence? And I want to make sure you hear this. Our peace and stillness of mind comes from knowing our purpose in life, our cause in life. You can get through stuff better if you understand the outcome of the game, the outcome of the situation. That God may be glorified. That's the outcome. When Israel went through all they went through, it was for one purpose, that God may be glorified. The cancer can't kill you. Only you can. God wants to get glory. So why do we need a cause for our lives? Number one, for silence. We need, in order to bring solace and silence in your life, you have to know your cause. Because without that, you're just spinning. And the bell is going to pop at some point. There's another reason why. For servitude. Yes, for servitude. Yes, our sharing and serving with our gifts to others is coming out of your purpose. It's coming out of your purpose. It's coming out of why you're here. Nobody's using you. Nobody's abusing you. God has you in this spot, and he'll handle all the other stuff. In order for you to understand life and to live it fully and abundantly and prosperously and with joy, is that you're going to have to know your cause, and your cause will push you to the service that you give. And there's one last thing. Not only for your silence, not only and for your servitude, but also for your salvation. Not just the deliverance, the redemption, and the recovery of your soul, but of you as a person. You need the salvation of God to be able to give you the redemption of the healing from one thing to another. I ended the sermon with Nasa. That's a Hebrew word for journey. And I said to the people, you may not get over it, but you got to get on. You got to move on. You got to move on. And that whole thing about journey is that every day there's going to be hurt, but God has to redeem you from that hurt so you can continue to move forward. And he will give you the strength if you understand your cause. If anybody asks you today, what did Pastor Curry talk about this morning? You tell them. He asked us and he challenged us to know our cause. Because that, if you get that key, it'll open up your life. If you get that key, you can start clapping and worshiping and praising God again. If you get that key, everything will be all right. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, for the word of God today. The word of God is fresh. The word of God is real. The word of God is relevant. And God, the people of God have heard you this morning. I pray today, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would stretch out your hand of mercy, your hand of grace, your hand of peace, and that you would bless us, that we may know our cause in life, that we may understand that you are just not out there drifting and throwing things and allowing things to happen, but everything is strategically planned by your hand. And God, you love us too much to harm us, and you're too kind to us to be cruel to us. So, Father, we thank you for all that you have done, all that you is doing, all that you will do. To you, God, be the glory, to you be the honor, and to you be the praise. Today, God, the enemy thought that he was going to get victory. But God, with the word of God coming to the people of God this morning, the devil is defeated, and you are lifted up. We're not going to look at ourselves. We're going to look at whatever we go through, whether it's good or bad or in between, and we're going to say, all of our lives, you, God, have been faithful. And Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, because that's the truth of our true being. You have been faithful. People have not been faithful. Things have not been faithful. Jobs and family have not been faithful. But God, you have been faithful. And because you've been faithful, we give you glory, we give you honor, and God, we give you praise. And now, God, we lift up in continued prayer for Sister Karen Samuels. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue on her rebound of healing, 100%. We continue to lift up Sister Earlene Simpson. Father, you've been faithful, and we thank you. And Father, we praise you. We continue to pray for Brother Robert Coleman. Keep him comfortable, God. Keep them comfortable, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Brother Clint Brown and Clinton Brown, brother. And Father, we thank you. We saw him on yesterday, God, and he looks nothing like what he's been through. He looks nothing like what he's been through. It's your hand. It's your grace. It's your mercy. And God, we give you glory. Continue to lift up Brother Keenan Hunt, Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to strengthen Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Thank you for their lives and the examples that they provide for us of your grace and your mercy. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley. And Father, for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to strengthen them, continue to lift them, and to continue to give them everything that they need. Father, I don't know their names, but I know you. So, Father, go. Be with them, heal, deliver, and set free. And now, God, I pray for every person that can hear my voice. Let this be a good day on purpose. Let this be a good day discovering calls. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We thank you. You've been faithful all of our days, all of our lives. You've been faithful. We're here not because we've been so good. We are here because you've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so merciful. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the ups. We thank you for the downs. We thank you for everything. To you, God, be the glory and you be the honor. God, be with us this day. Satan, we rebuke you. You have no authority. You have no power. You have nothing over our lives. We belong to God, and God is our Father. He is our keeper. He's our maker. He's our sustainer. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. And because of that, we give him all glory, we give him all honor, and we give him all praise, and we trust him. So, Father, we trust you at the end of the day. Whatever we go through, we trust you. So bless your people, strengthen your people, and Father, we lead each other, but not your presence, because of your grace and your mercy. This is our prayer today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, every day of our lives.
Holy Spirit, open up.
Always be there without a doubt.